is Mishnayis Masechet Shkolim. This Perek Shemini, the last Perek. The Mishnah says again, Kol Haroitin Hanimtzoyim Yerushalayim. Any spit you find in Yerushalayim on the streets is Tahirin. We say most probably it's Torah. It came from a person that was Torah, not from a Zav, which his spit is Navatuma, which is Tomei. Chutz Mishel Shokelion, except this one place called the Shokelion, that was in Yerushalayim, a special place where a lot of Goyim used to be there, and the Rabbanu were Masak and the Goyim have Tumah Zav, so there the spit you find in the road is Tomei. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Yeshita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer B'shoyim Mois Hashanah, the rest of the year, it depends. Shebem, so if you find the spit in the middle of the road, is Tomeiim. V'shebet Stodim, you find it on the sides of the road, then we say the spit is Torah. Or V'shasa Rego, during Yom Tov, it's just the opposite way. That Shebem Tzatarim, in the middle of the street, in the middle of the road, any spit you find on the floor is Torah. V'shebet Stodim, what you find on the side of the road is Tomeiim. Why? Shebefnei Shein Muatim, because on Regol, most people are Torah, and the Miyat, the minority of people, are Tomeioni. Therefore, the Klal is always the Muatim, the smaller amount, they're always Mistalkal Let's Dodim. They always walk on the side of the road. Therefore, on Yom Tov, which the Tomeiim Miyotim, they're the smaller, they walk on the side. Therefore, the spit you find on the side of the road during Yom Tov is Tomei. Mashenkin, the majority of the term walk in the middle, therefore it's Torah. Mashenkin Shayim Mois Hashon is the opposite way, that most people are Tomei, and they walk in the middle of the road. Therefore, any spit you find in the middle of the road, that's what's Tomei. Mashenkin, the spit you find on the side of the road, the Torah, walk on the side, therefore it's Torah. Mishnah Beis. Kol HaKelem HaNim Soim B'Yerushalayim. Any Kli you find on the floor in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerid L'Beis HaTfilah. If you find on the special road that's going down to the mikvah, then Tomeiim. Then we say most probably the Bailam lost it while he was going down to be tabled in the mikvah, and before he was tabled, he lost it, therefore it's still Tomei. Derech Aliyah, let's say you find on the special road coming up from the mikvah, then we say Tahirim, because most probably the Bailam lost it after they were tabled in the mikvah ready, therefore it's Torah. And the Mishnah says, Shaloi v'derech yiridosan aliyosan. It wasn't the same road going down as coming up. Therefore, the road going down, we say the Kelim are still Tomei. Mashenkin, the road going up, we say the Kelim are Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi says, Kulon Torah. No, any place in Yerushalayim you find the Kelim, we say they're always Torah. Chutz min asal, they're only these special Kelim that are Tomei, that's a sal, a special basket, a magrefa, a special type of a rake. The Amaritza, special kli that they use to gather together the bones, is Ham Yuchodim Lekvoris, because these were kelim set aside to use to, like, move kvoris. Like the minig then was, they used to bury the mace in one place right away, and then later on they would move the bones and bury them someplace else. So they had special kelim to move the bones of the mace, and these kelim are always tamid, because they're becheskas, they're what they were used to move the mace. Mishnah Gimel. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Sakin shenimtzeis barbosa. If you find the knife that a shoychit used to shech the animals, if you find it on Erev Pesach, is shoychit bo miyot. You're allowed to use it right away to shech the korban Pesach, because most probably all Bailim know they have to use the knife to shech on Erev Pesach, so to bring the korban Pesach, so everybody for sure made sure the knife was tohor before Erev Pesach. Bishleisha, so let's say you find it 2 days before Pesach, then we say no, Sheinu Matfil. You have to put it into the mikveh and tevel it min asafik, because maybe the Bailam didn't take care of it yet, therefore maybe it's still Tomei, you have to be tevel it before you shech the Korban Pesach with it. For Koipitz, what about the bigger knife that they use to chop off the meat itself? Then we say, Bein Bezeh, Sheinu Matfil. Whether you find it on Shleisha or even on Erev Pesach, still it could be it was still Tomei, because the Bailam doesn't have to use it until at night time, so maybe the Bailam knows it's still Tomei, and he would have taken care of it during Erev Pesach. So if you find an Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe the Bailam was not Tovlet yet in the Mikvah, and you have to be Tovlet before you use it. What about Chal Arba Osaliyas B'Shabbos? What happens when Erev Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos? Then we say Sheichet Bo Miyad. You're allowed to use the knife and shecht it right away, because for sure the Bailam was Tovlet before this. Because since you're not allowed to table a kli on Shabbos, so for sure the Bailam took care of it on before Erev Pesach, therefore for sure it's Tohor. And here, who are then the Chiddush is a kupitz. If you find this kupitz, the bigger knife, on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, so since you're not allowed to be table kelim on Shabbos, midrabonin, for sure the Bailam took care of it Erev Shabbos, like two days before Pesach, and therefore if you find it now on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to use even the kupitz also. You don't have to be table it again. The Chamisha, so let's say you find the knife first on the first day Pesach, is also Shechet Bo Miyad. For sure you could use it right away to Shecht, because the Bailam for sure used it yesterday in Erev Pesach, the Shecht was Korban Pesach, and for sure it was Torah then, and Mastam is still Torah, you're allowed to use it now on Pesach. Nim says Kshura L'Sakin. Let's say you find the big kupitz tied together with a regular sakin, with a regular shurichet knife. So then we say Harezu K'Sakin. We go L'Kula and say if you find it on Erev Pesach, even though the kupitz by itself, we said, you would have to be tevel a second time. But the shurichet knife, you do not have to be tevel a second time. But now that you find them both tied together, we say Mistoma, the Bailam took care of them both together. So the same way, the sack and the shurichet knife, for sure the Bailam was tevel in the mikveh, was Tome yesterday, who had then, he Mistoma, took care of the kupitz also. So therefore, if you find them both now on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to use both of them, you do not have to be tevel them a second time in the mikveh. Mishnah Dalit. So for Reiches, that they had in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the different curtains they had there, if it became Tomei with a Vlad HaTumah, is Matfilo Noisai Bifnim, they used to be tabled inside the Azar itself, and they'll bring it right back again. They did not have to wait till Harish Shemesh to leave it overnight, but rather they brought it right back in again. And we're talking about here, this Vlad HaTumah means a Tumas Mashkin, that's only Midirabonin. So therefore, since Midiraisa it's Tohor, therefore the Midirabonin, they weren't makpid to have Har Shemesh, and as soon as you put it into the mikvah, right away you can hang it up again. V'yeshinitmas b'avatumah, what's going to be if the Perichis became Tomei from an avatumah, Tomei Midiraisa, a Sheretz touched it, then we say Matvilu Noisa Bachut, you have to take it outside the Azorah, and be tabled in the mikvah outside. V'yeshinitim Noisa b'chayil, and they would hang it up outside, b'chayil, that's a mechitza, outside, because they had to wait till Harish Shemesh first to bring it in. Let's say it was a new Pereches, then Shrech the Noisei Agag Vitzdebo, they would hang it up on top of an Itzdebo, on top of a high plank, on top of a high, like, stool, on top of the Harabayis, Kedesh Yiroam Es Malachta Shino, that everybody should be able to see how nice it looks, how nice the Pereches was, because it was a beautiful thing, they wanted everybody to see it, they put it high up, that everybody could see it. Mishnehei, Rabin Shimon Ben Gamliel Leiner, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Poroiches, what was the size? How big were these curtains? The poroiches was of your tefach. It was thick, a complete tefach. The alshivu mishtayim ninim neregis. It was sewn, it was woven with 72 different strings. Now some say that means on the loom, you first had 72 strings going, the chassis was first 72. And then they first made the orif. The alkol nima v'nima, and every single string had esrim v'abochutim, 24 strings to it. And the Gemara explains, because each string was kafel, was folded over 6 times, and each string was made up from 4 different materials. So from 4 times 6 is 24. Okay, so it was made from tcheles, blue wool, v'yagom, or purple wool, v'tala, shoni, from red, v'sheish, and the linen. Each one was folded over 6 times, that's 24 together. Orka, how long was each pareches? Arboyamama, it was 40 yamas long. Varochba esramama, with wide, 20 yamas. This was the midah of the ulam. This is for the pareches of the ulam, for the entrance to the ulam. O mishmoino ushtei riboy nasis. It was made from 820 or 100,000. That's how much it was made. So some of Prussian say it means that's how many strings there were on it. And some say that's how much kesef was used for to buy it, to make it. Ushtayim oisim b'chol shana, they were able to make 2 a year. Ushleishim mayas kanam at bilu noisa. When it became tamed, they needed 300 kanam to pick it up, to carry it to the tefillah. And the Gemara in Yishalmi says there's only a guzma. Like whenever the Gemara says 300, 300 is usually only a guzma. It's a little exaggeration. Mishnah Vav. B'sa kodshei kadoshim shenitma. If you have the meat of a kodesh kadoshim, let's say a korban chattis, that the bosser became Tomei. Now, bein b'avatuma, whether it touched an avatuma, bein b'vlad hatuma, whether it only became Tomei from a vlad hatuma, and the Gemara in Yerushalmi is a machlekes, says a vlad hatuma means a tuma midrabonin, or does a vlad hatuma just mean that's midiraisa, just not an avatuma, it's only a rishin, or shein l'tuma? Now, bein b'fnim, whether this tuma took place inside the Azara, bein b'chutz, whether the tuma took place outside the Azara, is b'shamay, or mean b'shamay, sheeter is, ha'kol yisorif b'fnim. Any place that the meat became tummy, you have to burn it inside the Azara. Chutz, only one exception, mishenitma b'avatuma b'chutz. If the meat was outside the Azara, and there it became tummy with an avatuma, mochom adikatuma, then we say you cannot bring it in. So if it's midiraisa, the chilik is very good. Since it has tuma outside midiraisa, you're not allowed to bring it inside the base of Migdish. where Shenken of Lada Tumah is only with the Rabbonin, that's why you could bring it in. And even if you learn that Vlad HaTumah means it's Midiraisa, but it's not so Chomer that Tumah, therefore that Tumah you are allowed to bring in. Only the Tumah of Av HaTumah, Beishami says you're not allowed to bring into the Azori even to burn it there. No, you're supposed to take the meat and burn it outside the Azorah. Don't leave Tomadika meat inside the Azorah. Chutz is only one exception. If the meat became Tommy inside the Azorah, with only Yavlad HaTumah. See, if you learn it's only Tumah Midrabbonin, it's very good. Since it's only Midrabbonin and it's inside anyway, let it stay there. But if you learn it's Midrais, you have to say the same svar. Since it's not so Chomer, it's only Yavlad HaTumah. Therefore, if the Tumah took place inside the Azorah, we let it stay there and we'll burn it there. But if it became Tumah with another Tumah, you have to take it out right away and burn it outside. Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Eshenitma biyava Tumah. If it became Tumah from an Av HaTumah, then we say, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz, whether it was inside or whether it's outside. If you serve Bachutz, you should always burn it outside. In other words, once there's an Av HaTumah, that's going to be Raisa, you always have to take it right away outside the Azor and burn it outside. V'yeshenitma b'vlad HaTumah, if it only became Tumah with the Tumah's Kal of Vlad HaTumah, then we say, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz, you serve Bifnim. Whether it became Tumah outside or whether it became Tumah inside, still you're allowed to bring it inside and burn it inside. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, a third shita, that Makai Mokam Tumasai Shams Refosai. It depends wherever the Tumah took place. If the Tumah took place outside, burn it outside. If the Tumah took place inside, burn it inside. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Tumah Midiraisa, Midirabonin, Av, or Vlada Tumah. Wherever the Tumah took place, that's the place we are supposed to burn it. Mishnah Ches. A Vorei HaTomid. If somebody finds the pieces of meat, the Vorm of a carbon Tomid, that you're supposed to cut up the Nesachim into pieces of meat, is Nitonim Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata, Ba Mizrach. Like Yerushalmi says, they used to first take the piece of meat and bring it onto their plank going up to the Mizbech, and then the Kanam would go inside to say Krishma, and then they would come back to take it up to the Mizbech to burn it there. So when they dropped it off, when they left it off on the plank, where did they leave it? Left it on the Kevesh, that's the plank going up to the Mizbech, which was 32 amas long. So on the bottom half, the bottom 16 amas over, they left it. B'mizrach, on the east side of the plank, that's where they left the piece of meat. V'shel musafin, what about when they brought a korban musaf? Nitonim, they left the piece of meat, also the same thing. Before they were makter it, they had to go say krishma. So they left it on the plank. Where did they leave it on the plank? Nitonim mechatzi kevesh ulamata. It was also put on the bottom half of the plank going up, but b'mariv, on the west side. Hey, so on the east side of it was the piece of meat of the korban atomid. And the west side was from the Musafim. Fisher Rosh Chodeshim, what about when it comes to the Musaf or the Korbanos for Rosh Chodesh? That was Nitonim al Karkav HaMizbech Mamala. That was put on top of the Mizbech, the Karkav, that's one Amma wide where the Kohanim walked between one Keren and the other Keren. They put it all the way on top. And some say it was because they wanted to show the people that today was Rosh Chodesh. Because it wasn't Yiduah so much that today was Rosh Chodesh. So if they used to put it all the way on top that people could see it to know that today is Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah. Hashkolim v'habikurim ein nohagim ela b'fnei abayis. The mitzvah is to give a machz shekel, a new adinda from the Zion mina paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that there's a mitzvah bikurim that's only noig this man there's a base of Middish, only in front of the bayis. Okay, so that's pshita. When there's no base of Middish, there's no need to give a machz shekel, because the purpose of the machz shekel was to buy korbanos for the korban atzibur. If we don't have the base of Middish, there's no korban tzibur, so we don't need the money. Huadin Bikurim, the Psukim say, bring it Lefnei Hashem. You have to bring your first grown Paris from the Zayin Aminim to the Kayin, and he puts it Lefnei Hashem. It has to be done in front of the Beis Hamikdash. And if we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, there's no Mitzvah Bikurim. So, like the Pasuk says, Reshes Bikurim Yad Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. So, Idashim, Beis Hashem means, Bizman we have a bias, there's the Mitzvah Bikurim. Bizman there's no bias, we don't have the Mitzvah Bikurim. So, the Mishnah Av, Umayse Dogon, Umayse Behema. But then you need to give trumas and maisers from the grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael. Or maiser behemer, also if you own 10 animals that they were grown to, that they were born to you, 10 new animals this year. So then you need to take out 1/10 of it to make it for maiser behemer. For yabachoris, or else any animal that's born to you, the bechorah, the first one that's born to you, if it's a zocher, it has a kedushas bechorah on it. That's neigin bein befnei abayis, bein shloi befnei abayis. Whether bizman the beis hamidish, whether shloi bizman beis hamidish, these mitzvahs are nageya.
All right, a turnover on the other side.
These mitzvahs are nagayi even bisman, there's no base in Middish, to take off trumas and isris from the dog that grows in Eretz Yisrael. And who adin, if you have 10 new animals were born to you, you have to take off 1/10 of ma'isa behema. And abacharis, a firstborn animal, a firstborn zachar, has kedushas bechor, is not even bisman is there. That's why usually people always have a shutfus with a goy to pater them from ma'isa, from a ma'isa behema, from bechorim, bisman is there. So Mishnah Vayta, ha'maktish shkolim ubikurim. If somebody today takes money and says harezu shkolim, or else he takes the peris and he wants to make it bikurim, says harezu bikurim, has a raise the kodesh. If you did it, even though you're not supposed to, but the evidence chal kedusha, the money has kedushas machzah shekel on it, and the peris has kedushas bikurim on it, and you have to be careful, put them away, not to have any anor from it, because there'll be an issa mila by bekotchim. Rabbi Shimon says, ha'ime bikurim kodesh, einam kodesh. If somebody says about bikurim the peris, he wants to make them bikurim, even b'di'eved, the bikurim, the kedusha is not chal on bikurim. However, it's mashma for now, Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon does not argue on the shkolim. That if somebody says, as man as there, the shkolim should be kodesh, that tak is chal the kedusha, even though you're not supposed to do it, but b'di'eved, the kedusha is chal. All right, stop here. Slikulam, sechta, shkolim.